Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Me and Del the rest of the way, although Lance is still sitting in here. He will, even though you said bye to him, Del, there's a chance that he still may chime in at some point. 713-780-3776. Obviously, Deshaun is the big story today. Lawsuits 2 and 3 have been... have come out, and lawsuit 2 alleges Deshaun grabbing an arm and moving in a direction, and actually she got touched by his member, right? And then lawsuit 3 alleges that there was forced oral sex. So it's getting more and more salacious. It certainly kicked it up a big notch with the forced oral sex allegation. So this is all, and you know what? Since Tony Busby is a River Oaks guy, Cal McNair is a River Oaks guy, the questions are being asked: was this in this any way, shape, or form orchestrated? And I just cannot believe that even, you know, as the bad moves that Cal McNair has overseen in the organization, if he was any way, shape, or form complicit in, or in any way, shape, or form, any conspiracy in this deal, then he's dumber than I thought, because Deshaun is devalued to the point now where not sure you can. He's a tradable commodity.
And does anyone really think the Texans want, look, this will, if this continues, which it appears it will be, it'll go beyond just sports because Deshaun's a quarterback. It'll make normal news. Does anyone think the Texans want to have Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson? You think they want that associated with them?
No. I can't believe that the Texans are any part of this. I also find it hard to believe. Now, Tony Busby says, I'm not a Texans fan. He's not a Texans fan. So having the courtesy call to the Texans beforehand maybe wasn't in play. Maybe he didn't care. I don't care about the Houston Texans. Just because he's a neighbor of Cal's or a close to Cal in River Oaks doesn't mean anything. He may not even, those houses are so big, you don't see your neighbor ever.
Yeah.
I mean,
my house,
there's giant walls.
My house isn't
ivy.
That big, and I don't see my neighbors.
No. So,
but I tried.
I still, we've been there since October. I haven't met my neighbor to the left yet.
Yeah.
I haven't met him.
And what does neighbors mean? They in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, right. And anyway, so maybe there wasn't that courtesy call to the Houston Texans that this is forthcoming. Maybe they just signed Tyrod Taylor. Is it Tyrod?
I've heard Tyrod recently.
Tyrod.
Much like Terrell as opposed to Terrell.
Terrell.
Yes.
Maybe they just signed Tyrod. Maybe it was just a coincidence that the day before they signed Taylor. I'll call him Taylor now.
Yeah, the Texans issued a statement.
I'm going to call him TT.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that. The Texans issued a statement saying, we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
This is the first we're hearing of it, and we'll monitor it, whatever else they said. But, so at least outwardly, everyone's telling us that they didn't have warning. Deshaun told us he didn't have warning. I imagine he didn't think there'd be a string of these, because you remember his initial thing, this guy who wants money. This is the first I'm being told of this in terms of the lawsuit being filed. I want to defend my name. Well, he's got a bit of a chore.
He had a lot less to defend before all this came out.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it was maybe Tony Busby said, I got a lot here, bruh. Now, the first one you want to settle because then there's going to be a second one and there's going to be a third one. So maybe Deshaun just said, nah, I'm gonna save money. Well,
by
guess
hiring
what?
Rusty Harden?
Rusty Harden, if these are all minimum claims, civil suits, Rusty Harden's going to cost him more than all six of these.
Yeah.
So, and apparently that's what Tony Busby has said. Well, the first two that they are asking for the minimum in these civil suits.
What do you think now that it's not just one where you could just deny? Do you think we will hear that the defense that these are just consensual, particularly now that we're saying there was sex involved, now forced sex in the third case? Do we go to the point where, yes, something did happen, but it was consensual? Do you think they take the tact that nothing happened, massages only?
Well, in the first two cases, actually, there was no...
No, that's what I'm saying. You could say, hey, Deshaun moved. That's an accident. He didn't purposely try. Right. This one, you're going to have to use either it happened and it was consensual or it didn't happen at all.
That's a slippery slope because now, really? Because there are six of these women that he tried. Now, is attempting as egregious as actual forcing
it's a crime, but it's not the same type of crime.
Just because he shot his shot, does that mean maybe he figured, no, I'm talking about the first two.
Oh, well,
where he shot his shot and he was rebuffed.
I would say he's still going to have a problem in the first two if what they allege is he moved purposefully. Right. To touch them with his...
That's awfully difficult
genitals. Exactly. Yeah. This is a different thing.
Now, are they hearing about all of these? Because if so, if it's a jury or a judge, again, we've got a pattern. And now I'm forced to believe that he did move in a way because we've seen the other ones where there is more than just accidental touching.
That's Lance, if you didn't pick him up. Gilbert wants to talk about Deshaun and Lance is selling me through. Yes, if number three changes what one and two are, number three suggests that you can't tell me one and two were just accidental movements when three
when
exists.
Three and four, yeah. Three,
and four, five, four, six, five, whatever six, they, six, whatever those right. Complaints are.
Right. Especially with.
What do you do? Stop doing what you're doing.
What were the movements?
He was let's just say, giving me an impression of what Deshaun possibly was doing with his movements. I mean, there were hip thrusts.
Was there more Cardi B action involved?
No, because this one was like hips thrust out, moving around. Yeah. It was less.
Hey.
Either way, disturbing.
Listen, I don't know that that's inaccurate, okay?
If the complaints are real, yes, he was moving in that way to get some contact.
Gilbert wants to talk about Deshaun Watson. So let's get Gilbert in here, get his take on what's going on here. Hey, Gilbert.
You feel what he said anyway, you know, when I'm being, I don't talk to nobody, you know.
You what? I'm sorry.
The other lady wants money, that's all. That's all it was.
That's it? She wants money?
Yeah, the lady wants some money anyway, you know, for Deshaun Watson, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't.
That pizza place, you know.
Pizza place.
So she can go to a pizza place? She needs some pizza money?
Yeah.
How expensive is this pizza going to be? You know they're potentially asking for a lot more than pizza money, Gilbert. You mean a couple pizzas?
I know, man. I know that. You got a lot of money anyway. One money anyway, though.
Yeah, Deshaun's got a lot of money. So, you think they're just trying to get his money?
So, Gilbert, you don't believe any of this. You think Deshaun is innocent?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, if Gilbert's on the jury, then Deshaun's got an ally. They just trying to work the system, trying to get Deshaun's money.
How do you think he would get disqualified?
Well, listen, it is a jury of Deshaun's peers.
And you think Gilbert isn't one of his peers?
I mean, I'm seeing what Deshaun's doing on Instagram. I don't think it's the wisest thing.
Yeah, no.
That's true. Now, John, if you were a lawyer and you got the sense that Gilbert was on Deshaun's side, how would you disqualify him for the jury? Would you just say, that's one of my strikes, he's out? Or you start to question this man, try to figure out if he should be on the jury or not?
I'm not going to question Gilbert. I can't
question Gilbert to see as a lawyer for the plaintiff. Question Gilbert to see if you need to disqualify him from this jury.
Gilbert, have you ever been on Instagram?
No,
you haven't been on Instagram. Have you ever gotten a massage?
Yeah,
you got a massage before. Where did they massage you?
At the airline and Audi mail route.
Airline. Oh, okay. And no, but where did they touch you on your body?
They cut me on my body.
Well, it was
a massage.
You know what a massage is? They have to touch you if you're going to get a massage.
I didn't get no massage. It was a nude modeling studio, that's all.
So, oh, a nude modeling studio you were at?
Yeah.
Oh, Gilbert, how do you feel about...
Hold on.
I don't want to go into this nude modeling studio.
Gilbert, were you the model or were you watching the models?
I'm watching the models.
There's always a nude modeling studio, so that's not a massage. You know that, right?
Yeah, that was
my father,
yeah.
What year did this happen where you were at the nude?
1980.
So you were about 20 years old or so?
This happened then.
Yeah.
You were about 20. All right, then that's fine. And no, you can go to a nude modeling studio. Did you like it?
Yeah, I
did. Yeah.
What? You're stopping with this questioning?
I'm going to stop in this line of questioning. I got to ask you this. Do you think sometimes women try to get money from rich guys like Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You think that happens sometimes. Do you think that maybe sometimes, though, that maybe guys try to get sex from women and they shouldn't do it because they're forcing themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel that, too. So I think Gilbert's open-minded about this. But you've already made up your mind. You think the women are just trying to get money from Deshaun, right? That he's innocent?
That's right.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to have to disqualify this juror because he's already made up his mind before the trial even started. So, Gilbert, you can't be on the jury, okay?
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. See, we did find out Gilbert was at a nude modeling studio.
Which is, I feel like, a big reveal.
Do you really want to know more about that?
I wanted to know how often he went. Was it a one-time thing?
I think it was 1980. Well, that was it.
He only went once in 1980?
Yeah. That was his dark time, too, by the way.
And Lance brought that up. That was during his dark period. Yeah, dark. We finally got some information about that dark period. Right. He went to a nude modeling studio.
I'm sure we'll ask him more next time.
I wonder how he got there. Like, his buddies, or did he just... find it and say, you know, I'm going to walk in. Can you just loiter in a nude modeling studio? Don't you have to be like either someone drawing or be the model? Or taking pictures? I don't think you can just. It's not.
I don't know. Yeah. Wouldn't you invite Gilbert if you were a nude model? Wouldn't you want Gilbert there?
No. I mean, it's not like we're at Nick's where he can just hang out. You can't loiter there. He had to have had some purpose.
But I don't want to know.
I want to know everything.
Yeah, I know you do. And I don't.
See, you don't
so
like
next
the,
time, you'll the interrogation
yeah,
will continue.
Yeah, allow to me. You all don't right. like to pull out the strings. I like to keep unraveling
I'm
things.
I'm that cop that only wants to go. Then we got a tag team, and you come in.
You're the
and
cop.
You're going to close.
I'm the cop who comes in and goes, man, this apartment's really,
I want answers!
This apartment's falling apart. I'm with the guy who doesn't care anymore.
No.
I'm a month away from my pension.
That's
hey,
it.
Don't get me into this case.
I don't want to dive down. I'm not digging deeper here.
And then because of my...
I don't want a deep dive.
Because I won't quit. And because I won't quit, you get sucked into a case you want no part of, and eventually you get shot and die.
Right.
And you die.
And I'm not turning on my people, okay? Not when I only got a month till my pension.
But then you see the young cop who's like, I got to save this kid one more time.
1015 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real.
Let's go!
Fun. Sports.
Let's go.
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Thursdays are reserved for Throw Shade Thursday, which will be in the next segment, but I got some for you right now. It's Sam Houston Race Park Thursday as well, and we're giving away a pair of tickets in every show to see all the live action during the 27th annual Thoroughbred racing season. Live racing begins at 6:45 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night. Every Friday night, enjoy $2 long necks and $2 wines. COVID-19 protocols will be strictly observed. So caller 8 at 713-780-3776. Caller 8 at 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Get your wagers in as early as possible. Visit shrp.com for more info. Caller 8.
No, Robert Kraft was not at the with Gilbert in 1980. No. I don't think anyone was drawing artful pictures in the nude modeling studio on Airline that Gilbert mentioned. it was Gilbert's dark period. I'm sure we'll find out more. We'll find more in the near future about what's going on here. 713-780, because Dell has got to take a much deeper dive on this deal.
There's an underbelly you're trying to ignore.
I don't want to know.
I've watched enough crime shows. You got to pull the strings, John. Every time you pull a string, something else unravels. That's what I'm looking for.
I don't
want to
know more about this.
Why
not? Really?
You want to talk more about Deshaun? Why not talk about Gilbert? That's lighthearted stuff.
That's not really that lighthearted for some people.
It was
uncomfortable for me.
Oh, that's one person. If Gilbert told us he had a run of going to nude modeling studios, that is great stuff.
Yeah.
And you want to avoid it.
I don't know.
It's good stuff, John.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure I want to go any. I'm not sure. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and talk about Deshaun or anything else. How about Christian Wood? How about that? How about he returned yesterday? And looked pretty damn good. 8-12 from the field. He had 9 rebounds. Christian Wood is back, people, and they're still losing. They won 7 out of 8. It's since he was out of the lineup, they had lost 17 in a row. And now, they've got 18 in a row. So congratulations to our Houston Texans setting a record last night and trailing by 24 at the half. That is interesting. They do have Detroit coming up here shortly. Is that the next game? Let me look up their schedule. But I know Detroit is in the very near future, so the streak could end if we want it to end at all. Detroit is next. It's on Friday, right here. A home game against Detroit. If they lose this one, all hope for another win is gone. A home game after 18 straight losses is on the horizon for your Houston Rockets. They have got to beat Detroit. At this point in time, they're battling Detroit and Minnesota for worst record in the league. Detroit is coming in here tomorrow.
And Detroit got a win yesterday.
Tomorrow. Huh?
Detroit got a win yesterday.
Detroit actually ended up winning. After 4 straight losses, they beat Toronto.
Yeah.
They are now 11-29, while the Rockets are 11-28.
Yeah, so only a half game.
So it's just
game.
A half game separates the two. This is a battle.
Now, does it actually matter? Because they all have the same percentage once you're in the top
four. Yeah, they're all 14%. Right? And then the fourth place is 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So that adds up to 52%.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to fit somewhere in that top four. It's a better than 50% chance, but not much better than a 50-50 shot that you'll end up in the top four. But you need to be one of the 14%, not one of the 10%, not the 10%. You want to be in the 14% neighborhood. The more ping pong balls, the better. But even a win here against Detroit, you're still in good shape. You're still in good shape to get one of those bottom three, although a loss would certainly help.
The problem is Orlando ain't going away easily. Orlando, I mean, I think they're at 13 or something like that, and they've been losing.
They're battling too.
Yeah. multiple teams. The Rockets have set a standard. The 18 in a row, I can't fault them. Like, if they beat Detroit, that sucks. But if you lose 18 in a row, can I really blame you for living up to expectations?
No.
You're
doing what you have to do.
These guys are sitting. You're trading guys. You got the maintenance plan of Oladipo, and we've just heard Wall is probably going to have knee surgery. So they're going all out. I can't blame them if they beat Detroit. I'd like them not to.
No, it would help. It helps the cause. It certainly helps the cause greatly if you were to lose to Detroit here. So, yeah, right now Orlando is sitting right there at fourth place. Houston in third, but barely behind Detroit. Barely behind Detroit. So this is a battle right here. This is a battle. It's 42, it's 54.5%, isn't it? Don't you have 54, it's 12.5% on the fourth ping pong balls. That's without ties, 12.5%. So it's 54.5%, if I'm not mistaken, on the percentage of you getting the top four picks. So, or that's 12.5 to get the number one overall pick. 14% number one overall pick, 14%, 14%. And then I guess it's 52% that you'll fall in the top four. So let's go, Rockets. Let's keep it going. And tomorrow night, this is a crucial game in the quest to get in the top four. And I don't even care if you're number one overall. Just don't go below four.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, the clear choice everyone's pointing to is one Cade Cunningham. You may have your reservations, but that apparently is the clear choice. We'll see once they get into the offseason. Maybe Jalen Suggs emerges. Maybe this tournament elevates him. Who knows? But Cade Cunningham seems to be the number one guy. But as long as you're in the top four, you keep your pick, and you got a shot at one of them, at one of the better players in the draft.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who that is or if there's a Euro that pops up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we haven't talked to – I mean, this is a – this is going to be a pretty good draft just with the guys that are coming out.
Yeah.
Let alone the Euros that are added to the list. And if you are able to find that special, special guy, that maybe somebody's a little bit leery to take a chance on, you know, if you find a Luka or you find a Dirk or whatever, but that special Euro, I'm not opposed to that either. Just find the right guys.
That's a weird feeling. Worried about Rockets first round draft picks.
How about that?
You have multiple. I think you have Miami's pick. It's some pick swap situation, but I believe you have Miami's pick through OKC or whatever. So you're going to have multiple picks if you finish in the top four. You're going to have a late first rounder. It looks like Miami lost last night, but they've been on a hot streak. So you're going to have a playoff team's pick, and you'll also have your own, hopefully.
That's
so
fine.
We'll see. Yeah.
Sometimes those playoff team picks work out.
Yeah, as long as you hit on the guy.
Do your homework. Find the right guy. 1025 ESPN 97.5. That was actually a segment that I don't even think we mentioned Deshaun.
Well, I sorted it when I said, would you rather talk about Deshaun or Gilbert?
Oh, you did. You did. Yeah, but that's not...
It's not what we've had. It's not what we've been discussing.
I am. Are you excited about the tournament starting tomorrow or tonight?
Not necessarily tonight. I've never cared as much.
I've never cared either.
I mean, Michigan State, UCLA, at least it's names, although UCLA is whatever. Michigan State is whatever.
Let's forget they're not even in the tournament, but they're the last in.
Yeah. So I'll watch. But yeah, once the games get going, it'll be interesting to have tournament games on Monday. I wonder how that'll work because it's still the round of 32, so there's a lot of games, so they won't be centered at night. So you're going to get games throughout the day right?
Probably 3 or 4 o'clock starts.
It'll be a little later because it's like those Saturday. Because
you're down to 32.
But usually those Saturday, Sundays, there's enough of them where they spread them out where that starts like at 11 for us.
There's only 8 games on Monday.
But usually, I'm trying to remember because when it's a normal tournament, that's a Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's usually
and
starts
spread
at
out
11
the
when they spread it throughout the day. So you think they'll push back the start
I
times?
I think they'll probably push back the start. Maybe two. Maybe you'll start at 2.
Yeah, well, either way, we'll be home. Well, you might be golfing, but I'll be home.
I'll probably watch.
Oh, you're not going to golf?
I can't commit right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Depends on the course, right?
I mean,
depends on what opportunity
shows
up.
Yeah, right. I mean, if it's a nice course, then screw the tournament.
Understood.
1026, ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about being a champion, and that's what we're talking about right now. I'm talking about being a champion with your electricity bill. There are lawsuits out there. I mean, it was ugly during the Arctic freeze, exactly what happened. I could count on my guys, you know, anytime, as soon as the electricity came back on, my guys, and my bill was the lowest it's ever been. I still actually haven't seen my bill from this round, and it's going to be low, low, low. What I always get with Champion Energy is a low, low, low bill. And I got to tell you, I just have loved what they've done for me and what they'll do for you. I've been with them, I think, going on 12 years now, and it just gets better and better and better. I get a lower rate when my contract is up. They're like, hey, we got a lower rate for you. Sign up. And I'm okay. I'm all in on a lower rate. And I've had lower bills than I've had. It's amazing. It really, really is amazing. So if you're looking for that kind of electricity company, champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN. Before we, hey, you guys want to get in? You've been hearing us talk about Deshaun this whole show. The third lawsuit has come out, and it alleges forced oral sex. By Deshaun Watson on the masseuse. So that is obviously, that is the most salacious and the largest allegation levied against him. So that starts to get into another territory here, as opposed to, you know, he wanted them to do stuff and they didn't. Maybe some accidental touching of his manhood. Maybe he accident or he forced a movement or forced some kind of touch as opposed to forcing oral sex. Now we're in a new neighborhood, so it is obviously getting uglier. Deshaun has not had his day in court yet. These are allegations. They are not even just the allegations, though, put Deshaun in a totally different light, a light that the Houston Texans it's going to be, you will hear zero response to any of these allegations. You will not hear a peep out of the Texans organization about any of this, but it certainly is a huge, huge negative for the team. He is devalued on the trade market. He is devalued as a face of the franchise. There is, if in fact, I mean, you can stop your conspiracy theories that the Texans wanted this to happen. If they did, they're dumb. They're stupid. That they, in any way, shape, or form, were a part of these, of this hunt for people who would accuse Deshaun. There is no positive for anyone in this. Zero. So we can stop with Cal and. Just because they both live in River Oaks doesn't mean that there was any type of conspiracy. And the Texans have claimed that they had no knowledge of it before the first lawsuit came out.
Excuse me.
Have you forgotten what day it is, John?
Ooh.
Do you want to?
Is this a day of shade?
Darius called in and said, I want to throw some shade. So it's up to you. You are not usually the one who sides on the side of caution. It's up to you.
Well, let's go then.
All right.
Well, so if you want to throw shade at anyone, if you feel like shade is deserved of anyone, it's Throw Shade Thursday. 713-780-3776. 713-780. Tell him he doesn't have to put up the name or the...
There's no intern. I'm the one.
Oh, you're doing it. Yeah. Okay. So just put up the names, and we'll throw some shade. Are you ready, Dell?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, Darius, you were right. We were wrong. It is time to throw some shade. 713-780-3776. Darius is first up. Darius, throw some shade.
Yo, Deshaun, put your faggot pants.
Pretty sure that wasn't Darius. That was probably OU Mike again, who was banned.
That didn't sound like OU Mike. Did it really?
Yeah. Yo, Deshaun, put your saggy pants.
It didn't sound like his voice though.
He thinks that's his black voice.
Oh, he does? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that he had that in his repertoire.
He doesn't. That's why I could tell who it was.
Oh, you could tell. I couldn't tell that. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rock Easy.
Delvecito! Para tres.
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. Shout out to TJ Beaumont, Cobos Cube, you know the deal, you know what it is, man. Here's my shade. Look, I want to throw shade at myself. I'm a little bit embarrassed about this, but you know how yesterday was St. Patrick's Day? So I was telling all the white folks, hey, man, happy St. Patrick's Day. Are you from Ireland? Are you from Ireland? They're like, no. What will make you think I'm from Ireland? Well, when it comes to Cinco de Mayo, you always assume that I'm Mexican. So I'm like, we're celebrating the independence of Ireland, right? They're like, no. So I'm like, well, what the hell, man? Let's drink it up, man. Y'all got to be all like that. Shade throwing, baby.
We're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Everyone. Yes. Del, you were Irish yesterday. Yes.
No, I wasn't.
Everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's
Day. I don't co-opt other people's nationality simply because of a holiday. And he's right. I wouldn't ask you if you're Irish, just like I wouldn't
just
ask
on Cinco de Mayo,
every
I'm
Hispanic
Mexican.
Person if they're Mexican.
I'm Mexican on Cinco de Mayo. I see, because I say Cinco de Mayo. I don't say May 5th. I say Cinco de Mayo. So I am. I'm Mexican. I'm Irish on St. Patty's Day. On St. Joseph's Day, I'm Italian.
What are you on Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa? I'm African-American. Yeah.
Don't rub your skin. It's so bad.
Let's get Lorenzo in here. Hey, Lorenzo. ¿Qué pasó?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? It's a beautiful Thursday. Trying to make some shade. And this goes out to the four main cheerleaders of Josh Ennis. And I see you in the Twitch chat, and, you know, you always got something. Your boyfriend's gone, baby. So what you gonna do? It's time to cry. And just for the record, for those that are keyboard warriors in there, I hope that you are at Little Goudreau's for the going away party. We got a couple of things to discuss. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Wait, so Josh is having a little Boudreaux's?
I guess so. Lorenzo is saying,
Show up.
I want to have
that same energy.
I want to have a conversation with you.
So wait a minute. This is going to turn into a conversation?
That's what he said. We have some things to discuss.
Wow. I didn't know it was going to turn into concert. I didn't even know that there was a going away party.
No, but I guess this is Josh's last couple of days. So if you are a person who likes themselves some Josh and has said some flagrant things to Lorenzo in the chat, he'll be waiting for you.
Just
at the going away party.
Keep that same energy.
That seems like a doubtful thing. Will he wear a name tag that says Lorenzo? Is that what he's? Is he going to let people know? How are people going to know?
Yeah, just wear a shirt that says, I'm Lorenzo. Keep that same energy.
I'm here.
Get that done. Get that made before the party, Lorenzo. Mito, what's up?
Hey, I needed to make some shade at my baby mama. So the semi comes, she wants some money. The income tax comes, she wants some money. Girl, you already get this child support. That's what you wanted to live, and now you want to keep asking for handouts. Man, shade thrown.
Make some shade.
There you have it. I don't know. I don't want to get involved in that whole thing, but there you have it. Got your alimony, girl. I'm not refuting. I'm just saying. I want to keep this like the whole.
Have kids, you say. Get married, you say. Mm. Yeah, that seems like a joy.
Doesn't seem like a good plan. It wasn't a good plan for Mito anyway.
No.
Josh is here. What up, Josh?
Hey, guys. I'm going to throw shade at black QBs. I don't like them. I love MAGA people, and I farted.
That's Eric Wong. Congratulations to them.
He likes MAGA people.
And I farted, I think, is what he...
And I farted?
Yeah.
What are you, Wendy Williams?
And a burp at the same time.
At the same time. Wendy Williams and AJ should get together. But she don't even need AJ.
No, she has the double. She can do it all at once, which is actually a skill.
She's talented.
Yeah.
She's skillful, that Wendy Williams. Let's get Chris in here. 713-780-3776. If you got some shade, hurry up. What's up, Chris?
This is Chris Carter, and I have a problem in shade with Deshaun. Deshaun, what'd I tell you? You got to have a fall guy.
Make some shade.
He really does.
You got to have a fall guy.
You got to have a fall guy.
Chris has called in multiple times, even before shade, and he said, my name's Chris Carter, and I was like, why would this listener keep giving me his last name? You know people don't give their last names normally. And then I realized, oh, okay, you're the receiver.
You got to have a fall guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that other one that could be, well, I guess not, what? Not in this case because it's not a criminal trial, but.
He going to jail.
Yeah, he's not going to jail. Well, doesn't appear to be the case
now.
So far.
Out of this one forced claim?
Yeah, that could change things.
That might change things.
If a criminal charge or a criminal case is pursued.
That might change things. And I wonder if hearing this that the DA doesn't.
Starts to ask him questions.
Yeah, and it might. And he might. Or she might. Kim Ogg might start to ask questions about this. Which
it takes it to another.
Another level.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1042 ESPN 97.5. We are done with Throw Shade Thursday. You wanted it, Darius. Darius? Really? Was it Darius?
It was. Well, yes.
How about OU Mike uses Darius?
Well, and then he says sagging pants. He leans into every black stereotype you can. That's why, why he's banned.
It's pretty Easterby of him.
Yeah, true. He crip walked during that call.
I mean, it was really East. I mean, in his other stand-up with the Texas belt buckles and the pocket car.
And hey, man, hey, California dudes, man, watching the game, man.
Hey, man. I mean, oh, you might. Come on. Get better. Well, be better than Darius and Saggy Pants.
He's not allowed to get better. He's not supposed to be on the air.
No, he ain't supposed to be on the air. All right. When we come back, News of the Weird to finish up strong. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 10:45, time to bring you some news of the weird. And there is some weird news. Del, you love Marvel, right? You're not a DC guy, you're a Marvel guy.
It's Marvel, but sure, go ahead. But it is big news. Today is a big DC day. The Snyder Cut is released today. It's the 4-hour epic recut of the Justice League movie that didn't do well like 2 years ago.
They recut it to make it better?
Well, the initial director got removed for whatever reason, and he's been telling everyone for like years now, my cut of the movie is different. We'll see if you like it. And fans got really enthused about it, and it gets released today. It's like apparently like 4 hours long.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so
not
people
gonna watch it.
I know, you're not.
That's 4 hours.
The trailers are pretty cool because the Joker's in it, and he wasn't in the first one. So that's, I guess, somewhat exciting. But, yeah. I mean, I'll find a way to watch it.
So, do you know what Gay Pride Month is?
I thought that was June.
It's June.
Okay.
Marvel will release...
Marvel.
Whatever.
No, you know what it is.
will release its first gay character.
Oh, isn't it openly gay? Is that what it is?
Apparently.
Is it for the TV show that they're doing?
Captain America.
Captain America is gay?
Captain America is going to be gay. It's now, yeah, Captain America, wasn't that a female too?
No, Captain Marvel was a female. Well, first, yeah.
Captain America was that
a
one
man.
Guy. Is that one guy. Well, now Captain America is going to be gay.
Marvel reveals first gay teen Captain America. Well, Captain America is a title. There have been multiple Captain Americas, so it's fine, I guess. There's been, like, Steve Rogers, like, not that you care, but it's the one we see in the movies. But the comic history, there have been multiple Captain Americas.
Multiple Captain, and yeah, this one happens to be gay.
A teen.
So you're a Marvel fan. Will you see this?
It's not a movie, right? Oh, is it a TV show or just a comic? I don't read the comics, so I probably won't read it. But if it becomes a TV show, sure. Why not?
Comic book miniseries.
Yeah, I don't read the comics, so I probably won't.
Why don't you read the comics? You hate reading is fundamental, though.
Yeah, I've never got into the. I read the comics once when I was a teen. When I was a freshman in college, Spider-Man, the first one with Tobey Maguire came out. I was in high school, a little bit younger. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to read comics because I love Spider-Man. Nah, lasted a week. Don't care about reading comics.
Yeah. I mean, it's reading. I'd much rather just sit there and be dumb.
I don't mind reading. I just didn't want to read comic books.
So apparently there was a shooter in Atlanta. Atlanta shooting suspect Robert Aaron Long. Apparently, according to the sheriff's department, he was just having a really bad day.
That was a rough one to listen to. The spokesperson was like, oh, he had a really bad day. This is what happened. And people dug into this guy. And apparently he is associated with some racist COVID t-shirts. So there that
is. What are racist COVID t-shirts?
I didn't actually look. I saw the t-shirts.
What does that mean?
Maybe some Asian
stuff. Oh. The China virus thing?
Yeah, I saw the story. I didn't click on the actual t-shirts because I see.
But what does that have to do with him saying that the kid had a bad day?
They're suggesting that this guy doesn't get it. If you're the guy who is associated with the t-shirts.
Now there's a pattern of not getting it?
Probably.
He was kind of at the end of his rope, Captain Jay Baker said during a press conference. Yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
On April 2nd, he put it on Twitter or Facebook, which is a clear mistake on his part. April 2nd, 2020, COVID-19 t-shirts, imported virus from China, are the shirts he posted. And he goes, love my shirt, get yours while they last. So it's a pattern of not understanding, apparently.
He didn't get it.
No.
He just didn't get it. So apparently... A Philadelphia man who was released from prison early morning chased back onto prison grounds where he was shot and killed near the main gate. The headline says, man, ship, only they used the T at the end, ship and killed outside Philadelphia prison.
And no one thought.
And I was like. No, this is in a couple places it says this. I was like, this is intriguing. And then he was killed? Did the two have anything to do with each other? He pooped and then killed?
Yeah, I don't know. Did the pooping cause him to get shot?
No, apparently, no. Rodney Hargrove, he was shot and killed. Headline is misleading.
Yeah, I assume initially that they just screwed that up, but you would think at some point somebody would have noticed and said, let's correct this.
Right. Hong Kong apparently is under fire. Hong Kong health authorities are defending the practice of tying coronavirus infants to their beds.
Ooh. Like, why?
Apparently they want to quarantine them because it's hard to quarantine an infant because they'll move around. So you have to tie them to their beds. This doesn't seem like a good practice.
But they're also infants. Can't you just close the door and have the baby monitor going so you can hear them? Why do you need to tie them to a bed? If you're trying to keep movement,
are they moving?
Don't those cribs have those jail like
the ends justify the means?
No. Don't those cribs have those things where they're almost like jail cells where it's high enough that the infant can't crawl over? What am I doing trying to explain
this? Dell, I want to know if you want to join the Sevenfold Holy Spirit Ministries in Limpopo.
No. What do they ask me to do?
Well, the pastor there, he heals people by farting on their faces. He claims he farts the Holy Spirit.
Is that why?
I'm looking at him sitting on someone.
That's a fetish. The people pay for that for in clip form. Why is he in?
Wait a minute. What?
You don't know that? Yeah, it's a thing. People pay to watch other people fart.
What if you're healed by the Holy Spirit, though? Is that better than a fetish? Yes.
If this man has convinced you that his farts are in some way expelling the Holy Spirit onto you and you're healed, I'd say you're allegedly a messenger of God. God didn't say there's a better way of going about this than you farting on me. I think this guy just likes sitting on people's faces.
And farting on them.
Yeah.
What if he really does fart the Holy Spirit? Do you think that you want to go to this church now?
You know, sometimes I run and my knee hurts. I'm good. You ain't got a fart on my face.
I think
I'll just rub some icy hot.
If
on it.
In fact he's farting the Holy Spirit, I want in. Okay.
No, you don't.
I don't know. You're a non-believer.
No.
Okay.
I'm a non-believer in him. Yes. In this alleged messenger, you're not farting on my face. I feel like the man above, God, Yahweh, whatever you call him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where he comes from, Del. He might come out of this pastor's butt. I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
I don't know. No. You don't know. I don't know.
You're right. I don't know. And the Lord works in mysterious ways, just not this mysterious.
I don't know what NSW police commissioner. The NSW police, it's not suitable for work. That's not it. that's not the same thing. NSW is a place. And the NSW commissioner thinks that there should be a consent app for sexual encounters. Do you think that there should be a consent app that you can click onto, and now we've got consensual sex?
We've had this discussion previous, and we actually talked about it today. So if a woman decides, or a man can obviously offer consent or not consent, but they change their mind after the consent app, after they... you know, enter the consent app.
Then at any point can you press?
Or do I have to then go and hit, I changed my mind on the consent app?
Yeah.
Stop it. The consent app is great, I guess, unless, you know, the human condition interferes. Actually, I don't want to do this anymore. Then what? Does the consent app trump your decision?
If you consented, what are you going to do now?
What if I pulled that consent back and say, you know what, I changed my mind?
Well, how about like a button like help, I've fallen, I can't get up, where you can press that and then the life alert. How about the non-consent alert?
How about
I've decided, because you're not going to have your phone handy while you're doing stuff.
No.
You're going to have a life alert, a non-consent alert
button. Or
how about we all have just a chip in all of us, consent, not consent?
Or the person you're with. When they hear you say no, they listen.
It's going to be awful tough. What if you're saying no? You know what I'm saying?
I would hope in that situation you're with someone who understands that this no is different from the other no.
Yeah, I don't know if I can trust people on that one.
It's clear you can't trust people on it.
Can't trust anybody on that. I like a consent app, though. This guy's under fire for it. I don't know why.
I know why.
We're done. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great day.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more.
That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.